Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is down after he failed to qualify for the first presidential debate, but Johnson is not out yet. He held a rally for supporters Saturday afternoon at the Sheraton in Seattle. Before the rally, Johnson told KUOW's David Hyde what his message was for Washingtonians in 2016.
Well, it's the same message to Washingtonians as it is everywhere. I think that myself and Bill Weld, as the Libertarian nominees for president and vice president, speak on behalf of most Americans, being fiscally conservative, socially inclusive, skeptical when it comes to our military intervention, skeptical when it comes to our military supporting regime change. And then being a free trade, free market, believing that that will result in more U.S. jobs, not less U.S. jobs. So I think we distinguish ourselves in a number of categories that I think are reflective of about 60% of the electorate not currently represented with Clinton or Trump.
Let me get to some Seattle-specific issues, because I'm curious, I think listeners are probably curious about what the libertarian message is on, for example, homelessness. It's an issue everywhere. It's a big issue here in Seattle, has been for a while.
Well, that it is going to be a state's issue, that it is going to be a local issue. Looking at affordable housing, there's a great example of how libertarian solutions would come to bear. If you had an availability of land and you disregarded all building codes, that isn't to say you wouldn't hire engineers and architects that were going to design incredibly efficient housing. You go to the IKEA exhibit and you see what 600 feet can be. You know, if you were to build that kind of structure from an affordable housing standpoint, disregarding zoning. I'm sure the city of Seattle has 20 acres somewhere that they could designate to deal with, potentially deal with homelessness, but an issue that Seattle's going to have to deal with.
But is it more a question of markets helping solve the problem, or does government need to get involved?
Well, in this case, you have government that spends money in these areas. Wouldn't it be nice to spend those monies on things that actually worked?
Another issue that's important here in Seattle, important all over the country, issues of policing, Black Lives Matter. What's the message from the libertarian side?
Black lives do matter, and here's why. Blacks are being shot at the rate of six times that if you're white. If you're arrested on drug-related crime, there's a four times more likelihood that you'll go to prison than if you're white. If you're of color, there's that four times more likelihood. Look, you're pulled over and you are of color. There's a bigger chance that you're going to be harassed by police. Me, as a white person, if I were subject to the same harassment, I'd probably end up yelling and I'd probably end up handcuffed. But I'm not subject to that same kind of harassment. So we've had our heads in the sand over the discrimination that does exist in this country and is ongoing. I think it has roots in the drug war, and since 1999, there's been no politician in the United States that's been more outspoken regarding the war on drugs and the harm that it has done to all of us.
Do you think there's a role for the federal government, in this case the Department of Justice, stepping in and asking Seattle to step up and do a better job of policing?
I think that is the federal role, is through the Department of Justice. I mean, what are the common threads in communities where best practices exist, least discrimination exists? What are the common threads in communities where the most discrimination, the most violence exists? I think the Department of Justice can play a central role in disseminating that information and reducing what is ongoing discrimination and resulting in violence.
The environment's really important to people here in the Northwest. What's the libertarian message on the environment?
Well, the environment is important, period. We all care about the environment. And from a libertarian perspective, I support the Environmental Protection Agency. I think it comes under the fundamental role of government protecting us. I think that the majority of Americans are fiscally conservative. So smaller government, just smarter government, less taxes. That's money that you and I could be spending on our lives. That isn't to say there isn't a fundamental role when it comes to government. I think that fundamental role is protecting us against individuals, groups, corporations, foreign governments that would do us harm. And I put pollution in that category of harm. And but for the government, And I speak now having been governor of New Mexico and seen polluters in northern New Mexico that had been allowed to contaminate for decades, that because of the federal EPA, I was able to designate them as Superfund sites as governor.
Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson speaking with KUOW's David Hyde. On Saturday, Johnson held a rally for supporters here at the Sheraton in downtown Seattle.